Welcome back to Reflections. My guest today is Wendelia Merced, and we're reflecting on her book and her life. And as I said at the end of the last segment, the values that have been consistent and that she shared with Bruce and with the people that she loved. But I was mentioning in the pause that the photograph is a black and white, because a lot of them are in color. But the photograph that I like the most, and it's on page 93, and it relates to a moment I think that must have been fantastic, where Wendelia is able to purchase the beauty parlor
that
her mother had been working with, and being able to give her the beauty parlor, and the picture is of the priest.
Blessing that day, that place.
And what I love about the picture is, it's in black and white, but I know that I imagine that her dress was
black
and
white, yes.
Because that's the bathing suit
that you use for your dress. It was a Carlota Alfaro dress.
But I love her. You're looking over her shoulder with such
happiness
and you know that when somebody has achieved something that they really dreamed of, and then your mother has this look, as the priest is reading, I guess, and you can just imagine how many things are going through her through her mind, with respect to her life and you and what you had been able to achieve. But it's a beautiful. But you had a lot of great moments with your mother, and then she had Alzheimer's, and you suffered through that, and with your father, it was with one of the better moments.
Definitely. That was one of the better moments, being able to, because when I won the competition, my mother at the end had to pay for my tickets, and thank God I won.
And couldn't pay for her ticket.
She sent me with another couple who was able to speak English. I mean, I was really 17 when I was Miss Puerto Rico, and then I won Miss World 18. And never been out of really, went to New York once very briefly, but never been on my own, really, literally on my own. And she couldn't afford going on that trip. And she thought this couple who their daughter competed before, they was able to help me if they needed any help. And they was going to go to after the competition, because nobody expect me to win, not even myself.
Your dream was to come to the top 15. And when that came, you said, I made it.
I was so happy. And maybe that helped. I was just so relaxed after they selected. I was selected on the last 15. And winning was just out of... more than ever imagine. And another wonderful occasion. There's many in the book, many sad stories.
We talked about your diploma and
many others. And then another one, I think that it was, although it didn't meant too much for a lot of the people, I mean my brother who came, but it was when Bruce happened to have his knighthood and I became Lady Forsyth. So I think it was
That was the same day as your birthday, right?
And it happened to be, would you believe that, the 12th of October, the same day of my birthday, the same day that the Queen, Elizabeth II, gave Bruce the knighthood.
So she was there. So at least one, many satisfactions you've had. But you made her really, really proud. Fantastic relationship. Another thing that struck me, throughout the book, is these people that come into your life and turn out to be so important. And the one that we're laughing, funny. I was laughing
Jonathan,
with, is Jonathan Lux.
Yeah, Chinese gentleman and made in Paris.
Describe how you ran into him, and then what he ended up representing in your life.
I was working in Paris. I just went to Paris. I went to Spain to do a test film for, in a way, it was Warner Brothers, but the director was a very well-known director at that time. And then after that, it was my, I was booked to by the Arlene Ford to be in Paris. And it was my first occasion. And my mother, although I already traveled the world, because that happened after Miss World.
Right.
And she didn't want me to go on my own. And Mirta Silva, who happened to be my representative, she represented me in New York and many things, she went with me because of the contract from the movie, that at the end I didn't make the movie for other reasons. But then we both, she said, you never been, I had to go to Paris. She said, I never been, I join you for just a few days. And to make sure, like my mother said, make sure she's, you know, in the right place. This is ridiculous. I always have chaperone in my life all the time until now.
Well, so, now you have JJ.
So now I have JJ. JJ, who is
you
my,
always have a chaperone.
Right, JJ, my wonderful
He's probably
someone.
The strictest one you've had all your life.
More strict than anyone, yeah. Jealous. Everything, you're right.
I'm surprised you came without him today.
You're absolutely right. He's leaving on Tuesday. Okay. So I'll be free again.
Okay.
But going back, so suddenly I'm looking for the Christian Dior house, I think, or Chanel, I cannot remember right now. And I asked so many people on the street, and you know the French, they are not the most friendly people when you don't speak their language.
Right.
And it was raining and everything. So suddenly I can see this Chinese gentleman dressed so elegant and coming. And I said, he have to speak English. So I asked him about, you know, this address. And he was so amazing. We started talking. Mm-hmm. And he just said, it's funny enough, I'm going that way. So he happened to have the car. And I remember looking his, como se dice, la tablilla. And I called Mirta, and I mentioned to her, I said, listen, Mrs. Mirta, you know, I have this gentleman, he's going to drop me there. I'm so late already for the whole thing. And she said, you are
his license plate number is such and such.
Exactly, yes.
In case I'm kidnapped. Wow.
You're absolutely mad. You know, I tell you now, I would have never done anything like this now. But I don't know why. I just thought it was the right thing to do. The funny thing is that I'm in the car sitting next to him, and he said, you are such a beautiful lady. And he said, you know, but I don't want you to worry because I'm gay. So it was, suddenly we start this amazing friendship. He has such a great sense of humor. And that evening I went to dinner with him and Mirta, and he showed me Paris. I stayed the whole time in Paris, although I was just living with the other girls. He used to take me out a lot to meet Paris, and I fall in love with the whole city until I met Bruce. And then Bruce fall in love with him. He became my best guy. He came to me to the Miss World for the party after I invite him as a thank you, because I happened to have an invitation to go to the Miss World 5 years after. And he came, and because I love dancing, and he was dancing, he liked dancing too, I said, well, Jonathan, come over. And at that time, that's how we met both. The same now we met Bruce.
So
it was incredible. So 2 years after, I married Bruce, and he was our very best man. And then he was the godfather of JJ, that we call JJ because of Jonathan, in a way, too. Is Joseph. Bruce was called Bruce Joseph.
Right.
And I thought the idea of JJ was so sweet. You know,
So he,
but that, you're
this,
right.
this person that cross, picked you up,
yeah,
or you picked him, you picked him, and he,
yeah.
and,
this,
and
way,
he ended up being best man,
and then the christening of JJ, and he's still in my life.
He's still in your life?
Yes, he came to Puerto Rico many times. He loved the island. And he came to many of our events. He's not all that well now, but he's still, you know, we talk a lot on the phone and everything.
So that's and kind of a little bit, you know, throughout as you went to these different countries, you said that there's always kind of someone special, a man or something, Tom in Salvador,
yes,
this and that.
Mm-hmm. But you read my book, all right?
You of course.
I remember.
But these all faded away. But
yes,
this guy, Bruce. Yeah,
you
know, there was you know, I had a couple of sayings here that I found. You know, my listeners know I quote from the Nuevo Día, these como para comenzar tu día, and I says this one I liked is Agatha Christie. She says, "Una de las cosas más afortunadas que te pueden pasar en la vida es, creo, tener una infancia feliz." One of the things that are most fortunate to have occur in your life is to have a happy childhood. And I think that applies pretty well to you.
Yes,
you
know, definitely.
With
yes.
your brothers and uncles and aunts.
And although I had, you know, the divorce in between of my parents, because suddenly from this amazing, lovely house, and we had a nanny and everything, and then I was 6 years old, suddenly we moved to this other little wooden house, you know, with the sink.
You moved a lot of times.
We moved like 12 times. My mother loved moving. I was an expert.
There are people that are intense in that sense.
Yes,
yeah?
No, she, you know, thank God I stopped her when in Puerto Rico. But she kept moving. It was something, you know, and she was doing it to better herself and the family. In a way.
But she was pretty consistent in the beauty parlor, right?
She had the beauty parlor. She worked before in factories, you know,
as a nanny in New York
and all that. But then her ambition, you know, she had this talent with her hands. Mm-hmm. And I learned a lot there. Mm-hmm. I was finished my school, and because it was in the same Caguas, in the center of Caguas, I was able to join her and help her a little bit, you know, the weekends too.
So you had a great childhood.
You know, she just sent me to do guitar lesson, dance lesson, everything, the modeling.
She really lived, you know.
And my brother was more into the countryside with the horses and, you know, with my father in a way. But, I thought I was rich at that time.
Well, you were. You were, and what's really important.
In many ways.
This is another saying. This is the 24th of March, so just the other day. It says, "La mayor felicidad de la vida es la convicción de que somos amados. Amados por ser quienes somos, o mejor dicho, amados a pensar de nosotros mismos." The greatest happiness in life is the conviction that you are loved. Love for what you are,
yes.
or better said, love despite what you are.
Well, love is everything, don't you think?
That permeates, you know, all your book, all the people that loved you and loved.
I feel very blessed, and I know it too. In a way, I feel like, you know, because of that amazing, you know, and I will say it in a very humble way, life that I have, I like to give back, you know, and that's probably for me is a little bit of happiness. I love to please people in a way. It's in my nature. I like it. Mm-hmm. But, you know, having this organization, going through what I went through with my mother, and if you allow me, on the 11th of April, we have in Caguas, for the people who are interested to go to have this seminar, we have in lunch and, you know, breakfast, and we have professional doctors who go and speak about, you know, dealing with people with Alzheimer's. So this is para los caregivers, para los cuidadores.
Right.
And this time we're even going to have music.
And where would it be? Is it at the place named after you?
No, we're not doing it in that place. In Caguas, that's beautiful. No, we are have an association with La Doctora Brugal. This is in Caguas, in the Bautista, la Escuela de Medicina. It's the medical school of the Escuela Bautista.
Okay.
And it's going to be there the 11th of...
Of April.
Of April. I think I have a number if anybody wanted to go.
Number.
It's is 787-337-4304. Or you can look at cuidadoralzheimer.org, and there is application, and you can fill a form as well.
Okay.
Thank you.
Then the last saying, and it kind of, it's where we are in life. Cuando envejeces, te das cuenta de que no se trata tanto de tu lugar en el mundo, sino de tu lugar en ti. No se trata de cómo te ven todos, sino de cómo tú ves a ti mismo. So, when you age, you realize that what is really important is in this world is no se trata tanto del lugar en el mundo. Not so important what your position is in the world, but where the world is in you.
In you, exactly.
And it's not a question of how people see you, but
it's
how you see
yourself.
I think at
our age, more or less, you don't really care so much about what people think.
As we're more sure of ourselves, more sure of our values, more sure of what's important. And as your book ends,
yes,
this is more or less the ending of this program.
How
important it is, for our loved ones, and how important it is to have our values, and how important it is to be what we want to be, our personal values, with a sense of self-satisfaction and peace. Nelia, thank you for joining me again, and congratulations for a great life. and I look forward to see how we can help and work in the things that you are interested in as we go through the future.
Thank you so much for having me.
Well, listeners, this is Nelia Merced, Miss World 1975. But that's not the important thing; is the person that she has been and will be as
Thank
we
you
go
so
forward.
Much.
Que Dios los bendiga. Nice to see you. Nice. We'll be back
Very
next
sweet.
Week. Take care.
Thank you.
Allegro WIPR 91.3 FM was proud to present Reflections, hosted by Jorge Gonzalez, reflecting on events with our well-being in mind.